This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
She was just on Roseanne Barr's big podcast. She's got Trump putting out her hashtag stop the bias. I mean, it's on. The fight is on. Millie Weaver's coming up as we enter the fourth hour here today. I'm Alex Jones, your host. But crank up that Led Zeppelin for just a minute. You know, Robert Plant lived in Austin a while, and I had a chance to ask him a question once. I'd already heard him say, no, that song's not satanic. Jimmy Page was into magic and stuff. That song's about the devil trying to rip you off. Now you don't want to be with the devil. That's why you got so upset. I can tell you, this song is not satanic. If the devil can make something that's beautiful, this song to me is a beautiful thing. Crank it up. When our shadows are taller than our souls, there was a lady we all know. Shines white light and once it shows.
Shines white light and once it shows.
Doesn't matter. You got governors saying abort babies after they're born. Christians aren't worried about that. They're worried about Led Zeppelin. Get the beam out of your eye, bring the speck out of mine. That's all I'm saying. Then we can worry about Led Zeppelin. But that's how they turn people off against Christianity. It's all the Pharisee crap. But Christ, why are you hanging out with the money collectors and the tax collectors and the whores? He goes, they're at least looking for God. You think you already found God. You think you're God. So go pray in public. I've got my relationship with God. Laura Loomer, in closing, thanks for all your time. You are really kicking butt. You're going to be on with us during the 50-hour broadcast. That's coming up. It's Thursday, 8 a.m., kicking off. You've always got big stuff planned. I don't want to say it on air, but people should be watching lauraloomer.us this weekend because we're about to see more classic Laura Loomer.
Yeah, I can't wait. And, of course, I'll always give you, the first shot at it. So thanks for everything, Alex, and I'm looking forward to coming on the broadcast again.
How was Roseanne Barr? Because at first she apologized. Now she gets that was a trap.
Oh, she's wonderful. We had a really good conversation about all types of issues. That's going to be going up on her YouTube channel soon. She's a fun lady, and she really likes you and wants to have you on. And so we were talking about you yesterday as well. But she's great, and what they did to her is really terrible. I mean, ABC, they fired Roseanne, and then they just rehired this pedophile, James Gunn. I mean, they really are satanic, these people.
I know you got to go, but the 2 minutes we have left, what else can you, what do you expect at a gut level in this fight for free speech?
Well, it's going to get real nasty, and I think that Donald Trump needs to do some type of executive order because, well, a lot of people are going to learn that, unfortunately, these protections that are outlined in Section 230, right, it's going to cause a lot of dilemmas for people. And I think that for far too long, these companies have been able to acquire massive amounts of power, making them even more powerful than the federal government, which is wrong. And I think that it really needs to go to the Supreme Court or, there needs to be some type of executive action taken on this. And as a conservative, I hate to say that because, we are against government's intervention, but I really do think that this is an exception.
Well, exactly.
It's human rights violations.
They're operating as government entities in collusion to censor and suppress people. They're clear and present dangers. And I don't like government involved. Go back to Section 230 as it was. Leave everybody alone. As long as it's not illegal, leave it on there and stop it and quit it or lose your 230. And they've got to see now. I never even got to this. All these state attorney generals are getting ready to go after him, and all these governments are going after him. I mean, they've got to understand that by them becoming censors, they have opened the door to their own destruction. It's very, very foolish.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm going to be, going after a lot of these executives, and I have investigators monitoring their behavior, their patterns, and we're keeping tabs on them. We're monitoring them very closely, and so stay tuned, because come this year, I'm going to be releasing a lot of really groundbreaking exposés and investigations.
That's right, because they think they control cyberspace. We control third dimension, and now they force us back into third dimension, and now the fight's just begun. LauraLoomer.us. Thank you, Laura. God bless.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And we believe that if we offer freedom and classic Americana and Renaissance and Jesus Christ, that people want that and they're going to respond to that. We believe in humanity. We believe in your strength. I want to see you stronger than I am. I want to see you more successful than I am. Because I have a connection to you. Your success is my success. Psychopaths, sociopaths think I'm weak because I feel connected to everybody, including animals and plants, the universe and God. But that's all there is. And it's like a cancer. And I've said this many times because it's so true. If cancer had a consciousness, as it reprogrammed cells and took over the body for the 6 months it would take to kill you, it would think it was the elite. It would think it was dominant. It would think it was God. It would think it had all the power because it could reprogram an existing ancient system it couldn't even imagine when all it was a malfunction, a runaway train, a building fire, cholera in the water supply. We're going to go to Millie Weaver and the big report she's going to be breaking during the 50-hour broadcast here in a moment. But the fact that Zero Hedge, and I'm sure if we check the IP addresses, I'm getting calls and emails everywhere from Australia and New Zealand saying they can't go to InfoWars.com now. But they can't go to NewsWars.com. That's why we created that. DredReport.com's top link to it right now. But that's the season we're in. That's what's going on. You know, I didn't plug any last hour. And I've said I'm our own biggest enemy. But the listeners tend to get it. They respond when I plug. But I get so obsessed with news. The most profitable time to plug is at the very start of a show. Anybody will tell you that. It's always like, coming up, the Andy Griffin Show with Andy Griffin, brought to you by Jell-O or Michelin Tires. I bought this DVD set years ago because I only would let my kids watch old television. Like the most racy is like Dallas or something, but stuff like I Dream a Genie, Green Acres, Gilligan's Island's her favorite, Andy Griffith is one of their favorites. And then later they like Hawaii Five-O, so that's on cable. We watch the old Hawaii Five-O's with McGarrett. And once they've watched wholesome shows like that, they don't even want to watch the new stuff. Because the acting's better, it's all more real. It's like, wow, you watch those old shows. Those are the comedy's funny. It's all just ridiculously good. But I don't know why I've gone down that road. I was just thinking about how they plug up front on those old shows. Because I bought a DVD set years ago off Amazon, and it was the Andy Griffith like first season. I didn't know it was like the first season off TV. It was even kind of low res, but it was like Andy Griffith going, this hour is brought to you by Jell-O. Here in Mayberry, we like Jell-O cherry flavor, grape flavor, you know, mint flavor. We put a little bit of this, you know, Cool Whip on it. It's so good. I'm like telling my wife, hey, go to the store and get some Cool Whip. Get some cherry, whatever. The point is that the most profitable time for us to plug, this hour is not brought to you by Jell-O, by the way. I'm telling a true story. And the most profitable time to plug a product is the first 10 minutes of a show or right up front. This hour brought to you by. I never do it. I just can't do it. I do it at the end because I just get so obsessed with the news and then I can't hire the dozen or so reporters I'm ready to hire. I can't do all these big things we've got ready on the drawing board because I won't do my job and raise the money. I won't cut the ads. I won't promote the products. I'm the problem around here. So I'm going to do it right now. Don't let me be the problem. We've got supplements and books and videos and T-shirts and great things you need. Whatever the best shortwave radio is, we get it. Whatever the best optics are, we get it. Whatever the best supplements are, we get it. Whatever the best T-shirt is, we get it. And we discount it. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. 50% off all the supplements, but there's a bunch of other deals as well. Now, I had to pull the protein bars because those are selling out. And TurboForce, I'm not mad at the crew, but that's supposed to be off today, too. That's about to sell out, but that'll be gone by tomorrow. But we've got BrainForce. We've got X2 back. We've got Colloidal Silver, Silver Bullet. We've got Happies, natural herbs make you calm and happy. We've got the fish rolls about to sell out. We've got X2. We didn't think we could get any more. That's coming back in. That's actually back in stock. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. And the P.O. box is on there as well. But thank you all for your support. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. And there's so much freedom still left in the world. Soros and Hillary and Podesta, they're not in full control. And, you know, Juncker, he's not in full control. There's still some America left. There's still people out there. And you just keep seeing the guests we have. And what we do is always in the center of the fight and always affecting change and always there because we're in the zeitgeist. We want to be there. You're there with us. And when you pray for us, just give us goodwill. Just think about us and love us. We're thinking about you and loving you. And when you buy the products or you spread the word or you tell folks about the show word of mouth, it changes the world. So keep doing it. For myself and the great crew, we salute you. Now, Millie Weaver, she was back on the job a week after she had her latest baby, two babies. Very jealous over there. I've only got four myself, but I do want more. I'm not envious of many things, but I am envious of beautiful families and children. How I want even more. I could have 50 children if I could get away with it. But Millie, you're awesome. Tell us about this big report you've got coming up, but also first, we'll do that next segment. What do you make about Zero Hedge and others having their URLs banned in Australia and New Zealand? That's top story on Drudge. That's pretty scary.
Well, this is all what they're going toward, internet censorship. You can talk to most leftists today and ask them whether or not that the internet needs policing, and they'll tell you yes because of things like the New Zealand shooting. So that tells you that obviously the mainstream media leftist news outlets that they're watching is giving them the right amount of propaganda to make them reach that conclusion. It's problem, reaction, solution, the Hegelian dialectic. We have instances like this New Zealand shooting where this guy was using social media. We don't know if he was a troll or not, but it sure looks like he was a troll and engaging in trolling behavior.
Well, he said, "I'm a troll," but we're not supposed to even say that.
Right? I mean, that's the whole thing with trolls is you can't really figure out, are they this or are they that? And that's part of the game of trolling. It's part of the sophistication where no one can really fully put their finger on what's going on. And that is part of the whole point of trolling. So I would say, in essence, because we can't really tell what he is, he's most likely a troll.
Why are they... We see Kennedy getting killed. We see Nazis killing people. You know, it's sad stuff, but we need to see it. Since when is it 10 years in prison if you even have this video? Why are they so scared to even let anybody have the video?
Well, Alex, don't you remember when we were talking months ago and I showed you that Facebook had already acquired the government ID verification systems and softwares. They bought the software companies that allow for scanning IDs so that people then have to have government ID in order to even keep or create their Facebook.
So that's
account.
It. They're going to use this crisis as the rollout of the global internet ID to tax, to control. the internet. That's what this is about.
They want to shut the whole thing down and start it back up to where everyone has to have a fingerprint on the internet. And that's why we're seeing instances where, okay, troll farms, which are mostly happening on 4chan, Poll, HN, and Discord apps, and other various encrypted message boards, we're going to see an abuse happening there. But who is motivating that abuse financially? Who's paying some of these troll farms? That's the real question. And we're seeing a misuse and abuse intentionally in order to justify internet policing.
That's right, Billy. I don't know what we call this segment, but that's really what they're announcing. New Zealand massacred. Big Tech says New Zealand massacre warrants world internet ID, or Big Tech pushes internet ID in wake of New Zealand massacre. That's it. Big Tech pushes internet ID in wake of New Zealand massacre. And with that comes tracking, censorship, taxing, control.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Should be. But right in the face of the globalists. They got to catch me if they want me to hang. Cat's eyes. Because I'm bad. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Millie Weaver, our intrepid reporter, on the eve of breaking huge news about these internet troll farms, joins us, and she brings up the incredible mergers and acquisitions of Facebook, of internet currency companies, of credit card companies, of other companies for a global internet ID. And they've said they want you to do their banking with them, everything. But if you're not a good globalist, then your banking's turned off. So that's really where all this is moving. And I've been told that by White House sources. They said, you're worried about censorship. Wait till they let you buy and sell. So it's right out of Revelations, and it's here. Facebook launches. Facebook set to launch Mark of the Beast system. Millie Weaver, tell us about it.
Yeah, Facebook acquired this actually last year, the government ID verification systems. And it's not really that big of a shock because we've already seen various social media companies require ID for verification status. So on Twitter, if you wanted to be verified, you had to submit your ID anyway to prove who you are. So this was something they wanted to kind of test the waters in. And we will just be at a point where essentially everyone then has to use IDs to get on social media networks. But what we're talking about really is a broader possibility of internet policing, where we could see an intentional shutdown following some kind of a terrorist event or terrorist attack, which then our government would say, okay, let's legislate and let's reopen
the
internet.
Yeah, that's what they're prepping for is when there's a big event, we've got to cover it. No one can see it. So we've got to just shut the web down until this new thing is in place.
Exactly, because they can't handle the freeness on the web right now. They can't handle that it's the Wild West and that, yeah, sometimes you're going to see good things, sometimes you're going to see bad things, but the bottom line is we have to be able to have free speech and people have to be able to have open dialogue. And the globalists, the elite, they don't want that to happen because look what happened. We got Trump elected during the 2016 presidential campaigns. Hillary was their choice. She was supposed to get in and toe the establishment's line and policies and agendas, and we totally disrupted that. They can't have that happening. So rather than try to meet and battle people on ideas and policies and just arguments and debates, they know that they're pushing lies and deception and that the truth will always rise to the top. So that's why they need to shut it down. They can't have this open dialogue happening because too many people are being awoken. Just to think back when, before the internet was such a big deal and big thing, how many people were so asleep and so blinded? And then they started looking into 9/11 and looking into all these different things, and the truth was revealed. And another big truth is going to be revealed when we release this documentary that I just made, it's called Deep Inside a Leftist Troll Farm. And it really just poses the question, What about all this extremism that we're seeing online? We're hearing about it. The leftist media is talking about it all day. Is it artificial? That's what we're really looking at and investigating in this short documentary, this exclusive report, where we go into a leftist troll farm with an infiltrator, essentially, that is given passwords. Now, these discords, these private encrypted apps and chat rooms, these were password protected rooms that you had to have access to with passwords. And this infiltrator got in and was able to watch trolling happening. And really, we can't really say exactly who is doing the trolling, because the whole point of this trolling network is that they all know how to use VPNs and mask their identity. So they're essentially anonymous, but we can get an idea of who they might be by looking at the memes and the content that they're generating. And when we're looking at it, we initially went down this rabbit hole to investigate this meme activity surrounding the whole Yang Gang phenomenon. I mean, recently we've seen all these Yang memes come about, and a lot of them are sowing discord amongst Trump's base. We saw some people, prominent Trump supporters, actually starting to come out and say things against Trump, and at the same time, pro-Yang.
And as you said, it's meant to create a revolution, a crisis to bring down the country, not to repair the country, which is, again, the Helter Skelter, Charlie Manson. It's the admitted plan in his own manifesto of the shooting that did happen in Christchurch. In fact, I thought it would be ready tomorrow. You say it's ready now. Millie, you come in, introduce it, and premiere it here. Always a lot of surprises here, folks. On the other side, how's that sound, Millie?
That sounds great, Alex. Yes, we just now released it. It is up right now on my channel, Millennial Millie. But like you said, Alex, it sounds like we're going to be premiering it here right now on air. And it's just really amazing, because we actually see, we can watch these trolls sharing the list of different content to target in this password-protected site where they have post bins. And essentially, right after that, my YouTube video, which was one of the content that was targeted, literally gets trolled with all of these bot accounts.
Well, listen, this happened to Candace Owens, where they had leftists posing as racists harassing her, and the leftists pose as saviors to get her to come to them. This is what the universities do. This is their plan. We know this goes on. And then every time we try to cover it, they try to shut us down. And then back when we used to do our own comments, we would see somebody saying, I'm going to kill all the black people, I'm going to kill all the white people. And we checked the IP address. It was the same group. So we know, obviously, there's not huge amounts of comments saying N-word and cracker and all this other stuff. This is being done to make us fight with each other. It's very, very...
The directive is to color our websites, our platforms, as hateful, far-right extremists.
And then Oliver Darcy uses that as an excuse to have us taken down. You're about to take over, Millie, with your two-minute intro to the exclusive straight ahead. It's been posted at InfoWars.com. Great job. Viewers, please don't forget, without you supporting us, we're not here. So you're about to see this exclusive over, you know, 3 weeks of work, infiltrating undercover people, all the stuff. You're about to see it right now. A lot went into this. This is not just your average show. This isn't MTV. It's not CNN. It's not Netflix. This is grassroots, toe-to-toe with the globalists. So tell everybody about InfoWars.com/show right now. Go get the video from Millie's YouTube while it's still there. We're going to post it on our server so there's a backup. Get this out to people, because this is the type of hardcore reportage that globalists are so incredibly scared of. InfoWars.com/show. And don't forget, and thank you all for your support, but you're getting great products at the same time. It's a win-win. Why wouldn't you? Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off all the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we'll be right back with Millie Weaver and the big premiere of Inside a Leftist Race-Pushing Troll Farm. Talk about a snake farm, and it just sounds nasty, doesn't it? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ramona, how come she works then? She says, well, it's got its charm.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. Now you're standing
there, I'm Millie Weaver, and you're listening to The Alex Jones Show, and we are about to release my new report. It is an exclusive report called Deep Inside a Leftist Troll Farm, where we sent undercovers to go in and find out what is behind the mysterious meme activity that we're seeing on the internet and what many people are calling extremist hate speech content that's being perpetuated by bots online. Now, we've seen many governments now calling for internet policing and censorship under the justification of these hate groups and hate speech online. And we have to ask ourselves, how much of this hate speech that we're seeing online is actually real and how much of it is potentially bots and troll farms that are perpetuating this quote-unquote hate speech in order to justify internet censoring and policing. You know, when you have leftists out there saying that our own president is engaging in hate speech and that he's responsible for the New Zealand shooting, you're also looking at how the leftists are pushing and pointing the finger at these groups online, such as InfoWars, Alex Jones, Breitbart. Many of these conservative sites are now being blamed for these shootings and these terrorist attacks because the left is painting them and coloring them as extremist sites. Now, you're about to see this exclusive report, which shows you what it's like inside a leftist troll farm.
Seriously, I wanted to see what it was like to be inside of one of these Discord groups that were propagating the Yang Gang meme.
So we had an undercover infiltrate a leftist troll farm the last week. And what's interesting is this troll farm was getting actual directives on how to sow division and discontent.
And their belief currently is that the United States is going to collapse and that we should do everything possible to make that as quickly as possible.
Prior to anyone reporting it, we obtained documents which have subsequently been leaked on 4chan that connect to the New Zealand shooter's manifesto.
You've got an insider watching in live time them troll you.
Yes.
There was a large effort to do a file dump of the Discord servers that appeared to be where these memes were being coordinated from.
This New Zealand shooting happened, and we're watching the troll farms come into action.
I discovered a network of text documents and posts that link to each other.
So you're saying you've got the proof of they're pulling this crap, and then Oliver Darcy, that snake, says shut down InfoWars, they've got racist commenters.
That's right.
On Friday again, waking up to accelerationists shooting up a mosque that published a manifesto quite like the Yang Gang need for propaganda on 4chan and other social media sites for the act of accelerationism.
The release of documents several days ago on 4chan and 8chan were basically the game plan to influence the public discourse on the message boards.
Literal psyops going on right now on the American public.
To basically drive the United States into the wall, to put the foot on the accelerator.
Which is to accelerate things to its inevitable point as quickly as possible.
To sow more hatred.
Sure, so they want full spectrum dominance.
This could be seen as perhaps a grassroots effort by disaffected groups to spoil the plan of the globalists, or it could be seen as a plan by the globalists to basically induce chaos into a system that they're losing control of.
We must ask ourselves, how much of the supposed hate speech that we see on the internet today is really just artificial?
Rather than lose control of meme culture, of the internet, of public discourse, maybe they want to drive us into open conflict using the concept of accelerationism and therefore scare people, cause civil war, cause the meme war to erupt into a shooting war.
To get the United States to be destroyed or get $1,000 in the process.
The investigative report you're about to see is in no way an attempt to contribute to the debunked hoax that there is a Jewish plot to manipulate 4chan into sharing pro-Yang content. This is merely an attempt to gain insight into a new and dangerous social trend that's occurring online. Trying to gain understanding behind this apparent hoax and who may be perpetuating it, we were able to gain access to a private chat room within the Yang Gang's inner circle.
The initial traffic around the Yang Gang meme really drove me to ask questions about it. Where was it coming from? How was it being propagated?
An insider leaked to Clover Chronicle that 2020 Democrat hopeful Andrew Yang is paying groups of online meme operators to influence future voters. So we decided to investigate this alleged Yang Gang troll farm. Seeking recruitment information, we received directives, resources, and info on how to cover your tracks online.
There has been a massive increase in the posting of Yang Gang posting.
In other words, the creation of a massive amount of threads related to Andrew Yang.
As you can see, the Yang Gang chimes in, making comments about the video, nudging the viewer to understand the type of trolling desired.
This is known as the divide and conquer strategy. By essentially splitting Trump's user base and preventing them from talking about Trump in the first place, attacking them where they're weak, by specifically targeting policies that are against the entire idea that Trump is a white nationalist, when in reality Trump just wants what's best for America.
We discovered these trolls were posing as right-wing extremists spreading anti-Semitic sentiment, while at the same time playing the side of the left.
I would discover a network of text documents and posts that linked to each other. Within these text documents were videos that had approved music in it, and video files to use it with, and take column A and column B and mix them together. It also would link to the next document or the previous document into a chain of information very nonchalantly on paste spin, where you just paste text and it can sit and live on the internet. Very innocuous. No one would really look for stuff there.
We were able to watch this troll farm in action as they dogpiled one of my YouTube video's comment sections with comments that matched their directives verbatim.
When Millie Weaver put out her video on Andrew Yang, within hours it showed up in the group, and they would actively call her a Jew and assume very hateful things about her motivations with it.
Our undercover also gained access to detailed instructions about meme generation and content to troll. Here you can see links to selected content for this troll farm to target. Jack Posobiec, The Red Elephants, Millennial Millie, even my content, daily caller articles, and much more. We discovered these trolls were posing as right-wing extremists spreading anti-Semitic sentiment, while at the same time playing the side of the left, essentially acting as sock puppet A and sock puppet B, aimed at controlling both sides of political discourse. What at first appeared to be mere trolling, promoting a particular political platform, turned out to be a more serious operation engaged in deception and political subterfuge.
The true culprits behind this are what are known as Discord trannies, and that is not my own terminology or phrasing, but rather a group of young men who have chosen to instead spam the boards online on 4chan to make sure that Trump is not elected president for a second term. Well, they're typically fanatics about communism, and they really, really enjoy the idea of a communist state. However, you can see that someone meticulously took the time to make a variety of Yang Gang memes and post them all at once, which is extremely suspicious. After doing further research, I discovered the Discord that would actually allow them to gather together and make sure that their psychological operation went into effect en masse at a certain time.
Looking from an outside-in perspective on the memes, you see a lot of anti-Semitism within them, and this is completely true within these Discord groups.
The release of documents several days ago on 4chan and 8chan were basically the game plan to influence the public discourse on the message boards. We see efforts to push Andrew Yang.
When 4chan had looked into the Yang Gang meme phenomenon, they had discovered documents that were coordinated Yang Gang memes over the weekend, Friday, March 8th, going in through the 12th. These instructions outlined things in highly anti-Semitic.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
On the message boards, we see efforts to push Andrew Yang.
When 4chan had looked into the Yang Gang meme phenomenon, they had discovered documents that were coordinated Yang Gang memes over the weekend, Friday, March 8th, going in through the 12th. These instructions outline things in highly anti-Semitic terms. At the same time, you see the Daily Stormer release their support for Yang in an article titled, Making the Case for the Establishment of the Yang Dynasty. In the article, they outline Yang's appearance on Joe Rogan's podcast and comparing his warnings about automation to the Unabomber's manifesto. Then on Tuesday, you see the Daily Stormer write an additional article with support with Yang, highlighting the meme releases that trended into the hashtag of MAGA, Make Israel Great Again, through these memes that condemn the U.S. funding of Israel and celebrates their wishes for Yang to defund Israel and give the money to United States citizens.
So discord within Trump's base. Sock puppet A to push narrative that Trump will drain the Israel swamp. Sock puppet B to push narrative that Trump is an ally to Israel. Color the website as hateful by pushing over-the-top racist and divisive posts that make no real contribution. People who advocate peaceful means should be condemned as Zionist shills. Andrew Yang disclosure coming up. flood alt-right Twitter sphere with praise for Andrew Yang until the disclosure as a show of power. Andrew Yang's promotional posts by alt-right plants to be redacted. Hide cover-up event.
There was a large effort to do a file dump of the Discord servers that appeared to be where these memes were being coordinated from, and within the conversations of it. They also unearthed coordinated raid instructions that passed along each data raid.
It appears someone got kicked out of the group and didn't get paid, so they leaked the docs out of spite. We noticed a bizarre header and footer on these documents, so we had a professional cryptanalyst and codebreaker analyze them.
With more than a dollop of insanity, the author of the attached gives it the subtitle, Confidential, Stenography Used to Prevent Leakage. The Protocols of the Elders of Zion is a publication dated to 1903 that was purported to have been the result of several Jewish elders with a dream of the fulfillment of Zionism. Another such document has very recently surfaced and was written and formatted to suggest it was produced by Jews. There isn't a Jew on earth stupid enough to come up with a title as ludicrous as this. It is noted that Adolf Hitler references the fraudulent protocols in his book Mein Kampf, similar to the New Zealand shooter and modern white nationalist groups. Here is what Adolf Hitler had to say. Quote, I took all the social democratic pamphlets I could lay my hands on and sought the names of their authors, Jews. I noted the names of the leaders, or trade union secretaries, the heads of organizations or street agitators. It was always the same gruesome picture. And so, too, was the attached set of documents produced by an updated cabal of neo-Nazi wannabes purporting to be Jews.
A lot of people who identify with a growing trend on 4chan, which is accelerationism.
Accelerationism is the twisted philosophy that if one accelerates class conflict, pushes capitalism to its limits, oppresses the working class, and creates as much political conflict as possible, you can force about revolution and radical change.
Which is to accelerate things to its inevitable point as quickly as possible. And their belief currently is that the United States is going to collapse and that we should do everything possible to make this as quickly as possible. Waking up to accelerationists shooting up a mosque that published a manifesto quite like the Yang Gang memes were propagated on 4chan and other social media sites for the act of accelerationism.
The gunman was live streaming the killings at one mosque on social media. Under his name online is a racist manifesto claiming that white Christians are under threat from other religions and races.
He posted his manifesto using many of the same talking points and memes and jokes and trolling that have been going on in message culture for the past several months and years. Well, having worked on a Noble Aya documentary about the Oklahoma City bombing, I can't help but be struck by the similarities of the media response to that attack and the recent crisis or massacre in New Zealand in Christchurch.
At the time of the Oklahoma City bombing, there was a patriot movement in this country. People were talking about a restoration of the Constitution, the expansion of the police state powers. They were resisting the anti-terrorism legislation that was trying to be passed. After the Oklahoma City bombing, it completely silenced anybody that opposed the globalization agenda.
Now, all libertarians, conservatives, the Republican Party themselves, they're basically terrorists. Here's the headline. Corporate media, McVeigh's anti-government sentiment, now mainstream and Republican Party.
Imagine how this would hurt the globalists, because their secret weapon is false flag. It is their go-to zeitgeist. We've got to take that weapon away from them.
Apparently, this has been something that's been set up and in the works for a very, very long time by the deep state. And that essentially these terror organizations or groups would use social media. Then later, social media can be scrutinized and they could essentially say that we have to now make sure that everyone has a government-issued ID attached to every single social media account.
They're making their move for an internet ID to dial into banking so that, oh, ISIS can't recruit online when it's Hillary at Benghazi and the left that empowered ISIS.
Alex Jones on Twitter posted this week what essentially is a video calling for people to get their battle rifles ready.
I know a PR rollout when I'm seeing it. And now CNN came out this morning and said Alex Jones is a domestic terrorist planning terror attacks with no links or no proof. But the fact that they're saying I'm calling for this when I never said it is chilling.
Oliver Darcy tweeted on the day of the New Zealand shooting,
"You don't have to go to places like 4chan to see vile racist commentary. Just go to some of the far-right websites in the U.S. and look at the comments, message boards, Breitbart, Gateway Pundit, InfoWars, many reprehensible comments from users on stories regarding the New Zealand attack." So he's pointing the finger here now at the websites of InfoWars and Breitbart. Is he now trying to call for your website to be banned, Alex? It's not good enough to just ban you from Twitter. He wants to pull you off the internet altogether. And it, what's crazy is this is literally one of the directives that these leftist troll bot farms had this week. So what's going on? Why is Oliver Darcy following directives that this leftist troll bot farm is giving out?
After the Christchurch shooting, the New Zealand government blocked sites that they claimed were spreading hateful material.
The headline in the New York Times following the attack was, "New Zealand is going to institute harsh gun control measures," which is a strange headline following that attack because it is not my concern or the concern of the American people what the gun laws in New Zealand are, which, by the way, are very harsh. So those gun laws will only apply to those who already follow the gun laws, as is the case if they tried to institute gun laws here in this country. If you don't have the Second Amendment, how can you protect the First? And in every country where they have disarmed the people, free speech is next because the people are powerless to resist government corruption. The shooter deliberately trolled the media, and they're doing exactly what he wanted. He gave them all the cues to fulfill his agenda. The media, while portraying themselves as being against what he thought, is fulfilling what he wanted.
But really, Hillary Clinton was aware of this white nationalist underground movement.
There will be trolls galore.
These are actually manufactured trolls. It's an AstroTurf outrage machine of these paid trolls. It's part of a program called Breaking Barriers.
As we see them become more mainstream, we see them adopting their own art style and genre, which is to remix vaporware, the art subculture of the alt-left, with fascistic Roman imagery. This trend was observed everywhere and had columns written about from Vice to Daily Beast. Anyone would be partisanly critical to the fringe alt-right. The alt-right version being dubbed Fasc Wave or Fascist Wave. This was to create a subculture to counter the communist vapor wave. You now see both of these symbology and imagery combined together. Now that you see equally that the two groups are working together. It is also very important to notice that the New Zealand shooter posted an image of Fasc Wave right before the New Zealand shooting.
We all feel bad for the people who were shot in New Zealand. It was a horrible, horrible act. What the media should not be doing is fulfilling the shooter's agenda, which was to trigger censorship, to trigger gun control, and to start basically a civil war. That's what he wanted. That's what he stated. And as the media cherry-picks his manifesto, for example, claiming that he is a Trump supporter, when the shooter most abundantly clarified his position and said he did not support Trump at all.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel